call the meeting to order. We'll approve the July 10th, 2025 meeting minutes. Good afternoon. Welcome to the City of Edgewater Code Enforcement Hearing. My name is Ryan Knight. I am the Special Magistrate for the City of Edgewater. These hearings are open to the public under Florida's Government Sunshine Law. The procedures of this hearing are that due process is emphasized to each respondent and to the city in accordance with Florida Statute 162.07, subsection 3, which states formal rules of evidence shall not apply, but fundamental due process shall be observed and shall govern the proceedings. Hearsay is admissible, but only to support other competent substantial evidence. Any decision made today may be appealed by sending notice of appeal to the circuit court within 30 days of the execution of any order. The City of Edgewater will present its case first, as it has a burden of proof. Afterwards, the respondents will have an opportunity to respond. Let's call the first case. Actually, we need the swearing in. Madam Clerk, can you please swear in anybody providing testimony? Whoever's providing testimony, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? All right, first case, case number 25-122362.
I am Officer McLaughlin. This is for case number 25-122362, citation number 815. This is for the property at 3313 Umbrella Tree Drive, Edgewater, Florida. The owner is Mar Development of Central Florida, Inc. On this, on 6/17/2025, I was on patrol and identified that the yard was unkept and overgrown with grass and weeds exceeding 12 inches in height. A door hanger was posted on the property. On 6/24/2025, upon reinspection, the door hanger was still hanging on the door and the grass and weeds were still overgrown. A notice of violation was posted and mailed on 6/24/2025 for 10-402, alternative method of enforcement. On 7/7/2025, a reinspection was conducted and the violation was still not corrected. Citation number 815 was posted and mailed on 7/7/2025. On 7/22/2025, code enforcement was contacted by the property owner who stated the grass has been cut. I reinspected and identified that the violations were corrected. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends a citation for $75 for 10-402 alternative method of enforcement. No daily fines are recommended as the violation is now in compliance.
Okay. And seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case number 25-122362, I find that the respondent is in violation of City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances, as listed in the citation. I've considered the gravity of the violation, any actions by the violator to correct, which the property is in compliance, and any previous violations. We'll withhold or uphold the citation. Property is in compliance. There are no further daily fines at this time. Okay, case number 25-122465.
Good evening. Officer Hayeswood, City of Edgewater Code Enforcement. Johnny Starnes, Jr. is the owner of the property located at 2414 Lime Tree Drive in Edgewater, Florida. Has been found in violation of Section 10400, Property Maintenance of City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On July 3rd, 2025, Code Enforcement received a complaint that the listed property had grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches. I arrived on scene and observed the residence vacant and the grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches. A notice of violation was posted with the correction date of July 13, 2025. On July 14, 2025, I conducted a reinspection and found no changes to the property. As a result of my findings, citation 0538 notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. Additionally, a property maintenance violation abatement was subsequently issued. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate find Johnny Starnes, Jr. in violation of Section 1098, or correction, 10400, property maintenance of the code ordinances, and assess the citation fine of $75. The citation has been paid for this property.
Okay. And seeing nobody here for the respondent, I did see there was an invoice in here for the cost recovery sheet. Is that just part of the file, or is that something at the city?
I believe that was our mowing company.
Okay.
We abated the property. They went out there and mowed it.
Okay. Based on the testimony and evidence presented in case number 25-122465, I find that the respondent is in violation of City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the citation filed in this matter. I've considered the gravity of the violation, any actions by the violator to correct the violation, which it has been corrected, and any previous violations by the violator. I will uphold the citation, the amount of $75. There will be no daily fines or liens to be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122472.
Donna L. Shetter is the owner of the property located at 2911 Unity Tree Drive in Edgewater, Florida. Has been found in violation of Section 10400, property maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On July 7, 2025, code enforcement received a complaint regarding the backyard condition, which was overgrown. I arrived and observed the grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches in the backyard. It appeared as though someone had been mowing the front yard. A courtesy notice was subsequently issued with the correction date of July 14, 2025. On July 15, 2025, I conducted an inspection, noted no changes. Notice of violation was issued with the correction date of July 25, 2025. On July 25, 2025, I conducted another inspection, still noted no change. An abatement was issued for the property and citation 05-39, notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate fine Donna Shetter in violation of Section 10400, property maintenance of the code ordinances, and assess the citation fine of $75.
Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on testimony and evidence presented in case number 25-122472, I find that the respondent is in violation of City of Edgewater Code of Ordinances as listed in the citation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation, any actions by the violator to correct the violation, which the property is now in compliance, and any previous violations by the respondent. I will uphold the citation, the amount of $75. No daily fines or liens will be assessed since the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122216.
Gary Luxke is the owner of the property located at 3047 Orange Street Drive in Edgewater, Florida. It's been found in violation of Section 7-1, Incorporation of Florida Building Code of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On May 5th, 2025, code enforcement received a complaint reference to unpermitted work on a shed and a screened porch at 3047 Orange Street Drive. I arrived on scene and observed what appeared to be windows installed to the screen and porch, an extension, and new metal roof to a shed located on the property. I spoke with the owner and confirmed the new window replacement and additions to the said shed. Subsequently, I issued a notice of violation with a correction date of May 15th, 2025. On May 8th, The property owner applied for permits for the windows and shed. The window permit was later issued. However, the shed permit was not issued due to corrections needed. After nearly 2 months of waiting for the owner to complete the corrections needed, citation 0536 was subsequently issued for this offense. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate fine Gary Lutzke in violation of Section 7-1 Incorporation of Florida Building Code of the Code of Ordinances and assessed a citation fine of $75. A permit has been obtained and no daily fines are being requested.
Okay. Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on testimony and evidence presented in case number 25-122216, I find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the citation. Or the notice of violation. I've considered the gravity of the violation, any actions by the violator to correct the violation, and any previous violations. I order that the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. There shall be no daily fines or liens to be assessed, as the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122401.
Stephen Oleski is the owner of the property located at 418 North Riverside Drive in Edgewater, Florida. It's been found in violation of Section 10-130, construction site debris of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On June 2025, I was directed to the list of location referenced to possible violations. I arrived and observed construction debris about the backyard. A computer check revealed the listed location had a permit for demolition. A courtesy notice was issued for the construction site debris with instructions to keep site clean with a correction date of June 30, 2025. On June 30, 2025, I re-inspected the property and observed no attempt to clean the site. A notice of violation was issued with the correction date of July 10, 2025. On July 10, 2025, another inspection was completed. There was no attempt to clean the site, nor was there any attempt to contact code enforcement regarding the condition of the property. Citation 0638 was issued. For the offense, it was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate find Stephen Oleski in violation of Section 10-130 construction site debris of the code ordinances and assess the citation fine of $75. The violation has been corrected and no daily fines are being requested.
Okay. Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on testimony and evidence presented in case number 25-122-401, I find that respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the citation and or the notice of violation. I've considered the gravity of the violation, any actions taken by the violator to correct the violation, and any previous violations by the respondent. I will assess the citation fine in the amount of $75. There shall be no daily fines or liens to be assessed, as the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122416.
Kevin Costain is the owner of the property located at 1923 Travelers Palm Drive in Edgewater, Florida. Has been found in violation of Section 10-400 property maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On June 25, 2025, while on patrol, observed the grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches at the listed location on 1923 Travelers Palm Drive. A door hanger was left for the owner to contact code regarding the violation. On July 6, 2025, an inspection was conducted and the violation was not corrected. A notice of violation was issued with the correction date of July 17, 2025. Sometime after the notice of violation was issued, the property owner contacted code and requested an extension. An extension was given to July 25, 2025. On July 28, 2025, an inspection revealed the violation not corrected. Citation 0641, notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. Additionally, a property maintenance violation abatement was subsequently sent out for correction. The owner did not contact code and advised the current lawn maintenance company was not providing service as he thought. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate find Kevin Costain in violation of Section 10-400 property maintenance of the code ordinances and assess the citation fine of $75.
Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case number 25-122416, I find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the citation and or the notice of violation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation and the actions by the violator to correct the violation and any previous violations by the respondent. We'll assess the citation fine in the amount of $75. There shall be no daily fines or liens to be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122417.
G-Force Holdings LLC is the owner of the property located at 2007 Travelers Palm Drive in Edgewater, Florida. Been found in violation of Section 10-400 property maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On June 25, 2025, while on patrol, observed the grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches at the listed location. System check revealed the property was cited for a property maintenance violation on 8-8-24 with an abatement issued. Citation 0639, notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. Additionally, a property maintenance violation abatement was subsequently issued. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate fine G-Force Holdings, LLC, in violation of Section 10400 property maintenance of the code and ordinances, and assess the repeat citation fine of $150.
The only citation I see in here is for $75. Is there a separate citation?
Should be $150 citation.
Can you pull that up, please?
Yeah, mine says 150.
Oh, you have something different?
Yeah.
Can I see that, what you have? This citation for $150 for the repeat violation, is that the one that was sent out or delivered to the owner? Okay. Okay. Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case number 25-122417, I find that the respondent is in violation of City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the citation and or the notice of violation filed in this matter. I've considered the gravity of the violation, any actions by the violator to correct the violation, and any previous violations by the respondent. The respondent shall be subject to a citation fine in the amount of $75. There will be no daily fines or liens to be assessed as this property is now in compliance. Okay, case number 25-122441.
This is for the property 2509 Willow Oak Drive, which is owned by Wilkins Lynn A. On June 29th, code enforcement received a complaint regarding transients staying at the property, stealing electricity and water, and being loud from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. On July 1st, Supervisor San Miguel and office and myself inspected the property, attempted contact, but no one answered the door. There seemed to be people inside. However, the power appeared to be off, and it was verified by Supervisor San Miguel that the water was turned off, and there has been zero usage. The only violations that were identified at the time were tall grass and a broken garage door. Later that day, I returned to the property to post a notice of violation for the grass exceeding 12 inches in height and the inoperable garage door. On July 15th, 2025, I re-inspected and saw that the grass was cut, but the garage door was still broken. The neighbor who lived at 2514 Willow Oak approached me and stated that she cut the grass. I asked the neighbor if she had been in contact with the property owner and if they planned on fixing the garage door. She stated she thought so, but wasn't sure. There was a real estate sign in the yard with a phone number, but no one answered when I called. The neighbor did not provide additional contact information. On July 23rd, I re-inspected to see if there was any change. The garage door was still broken. I tried calling the number on the real estate sign again with no answer. As the reasonable time was given and no contact was made by the property owner, a citation for 10-234 exterior doors was posted and mailed. This morning, on August 14th, 2025, I re-inspected the property and saw that the garage door had been repaired. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with.
Okay, seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case number 25-122441, I find that the respondent is in violation of City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the citation and or the notice of violation. I've considered the gravity of the violation, any actions taken by the respondent to correct the violation, and any previous violations by the respondent. I will assess the citation fine in the amount of $75. There shall be no daily fines or liens to be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122462.
This is for the property at 2798 South Ridgewood Avenue, which is owned by Realty Income Properties 13 LLC. This is a Dollar General. On July 2nd, code enforcement received a complaint stating there was trash all over the parking lot and in the bushes surrounding the Dollar General at 2798 South Ridgewood Ave. Officer Hazelwood and myself met with a complainant at the Dollar General, where it was confirmed that there was trash and debris spread across the parking lot, in the bushes, and along the side yards of the property. The trash originated from a large dumpster that was placed in the parking lot and was overflowing. Supervisor San Miguel called the management company for the Dollar General and informed them of the issue. The property had previously received a citation on May 13th, 2025 for violation of the same ordinance, 10-500 minimum standards. As they are a repeat offender, a citation was issued on July 2nd, 2025 for 10-500 minimum standards. This citation referenced $500 daily fines from the day that the violation was first observed until the day the violation was corrected. Supervisor San Miguel reinspected the property on July 16th, 2025, after receiving an email from the regional manager for the property stating they were in compliance. The reinspection found that the property was now in compliance and all trash and debris had been removed from the property. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. As this is a repeat offense, staff recommends a citation for $150 for 10-500 minimum standards in accordance with Section 1-8. Staff also recommends that daily fines of $500 per day are issued from the dates of July 2nd, 2025 to July 15th, 2025, as a violation was corrected on July 16th, 2025. This would be a total amount of $7,000.
I do have a question on that, because in the findings of fact that I'm looking at in the file, the daily fine was $100 per day. And you have $500. Is that just a typo?
I'd have to see what you're okay. Referencing.
That was a June order. Is there another order? Okay. I got you. Okay. I was looking at the wrong one. Yes. Threw me for a loop. Okay. Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on testimony and evidence presented in case number 25-122462. I find that the respondent is in violation of City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the citation and or the notice of violation filed in this matter. I consider the gravity of the violation, any actions by the respondent to correct the violation, and any previous violations by the respondent. I order that the respondent is subject to a citation fine in the amount of $150 as a repeat offender. Additionally, I find that the property was not in compliance from July 2nd, 2025 to July 15th, 2025. A fine in the amount of $500 per day as a result of the repeat violation shall be imposed. Is the property currently in compliance? That's correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so $500 per day from July 2nd, 2025 to July 15th, 2025, totaling $6,500 as of August 14th, 2025. Case number 25-122502.
Thomas Reitzman and Leshner Laura P. are the owners of the property located at 3404 Indian Palm Drive in Edgewater, Florida. It's been found in violation of Section 10402, alternate method of enforcement of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On July 15, 2025, while on patrol, observed the grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches at the listed location of 3404 Indian Palm Drive. System check revealed the property was cited for a property maintenance violation at 32725 with an abatement issue. Citation 0537, notice of hearing was subsequently issued, was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. Additionally, a property maintenance violation abatement was subsequently issued. All notices and provisions, Chapter 10, Article 27, have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate find Thomas Reitzman and Leshner Laura P. in violation of Section 10402, alternate method of enforcement of the code and ordinances, and assess the repeat citation fine of $150.
Seeing no one here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case number 25-122502, I find that the respondents are in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the citation and or the notice of violation filed in this matter. I've considered the gravity of the violation, any actions taken by the respondent to correct the violation, and any previous violations by the respondent. There shall be a citation fine imposed in the amount of $75. There shall be no daily fines or liens to be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122507A. Do you want to do all of these?
Yeah, we'll do all three of them.
Yeah, we can do 25-122507A, B, and C.
CF Partner in Construction, LLC is the owner of the property located at 1626 Needle Palm Drive in Edgewater, Florida. Has been found in violation of Section 10207, Accessory Structures, Section 10234, Exterior Doors, and Section 15-1, Numbering of Buildings of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On July 15, 2025, I was directed to start a case on the listed location reference to the condition, which is not been improved since the new owners took over sometime in 2024. Upon arrival, I observed the wood fence was missing a gate. There were no house numbers on the residence, and the garage entrance was closed in with plywood. Notice of violation was issued with the correction date of July 25, 2025. On July 25, 2025, a conducted inspection still noted no changes. Citation number 0640, notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends the Special Magistrate find CF Partner in Construction, LLC in violation of Section 10207, Accessory Structures, Section 10234, Exterior Doors, and Section 15-1, Numbering of Buildings of the Code of Ordinances, and assess the citation fine of $75 per violation, totaling $225. The violations have been corrected, and no daily fines are being requested.
Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case is 25-122507A, B, and C, find that the respondent is in violation of City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the citation and or the notice of violation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation, any actions by the respondent to correct the violation, and any previous violations by the respondent. For case number 25-122507A, we'll find and we'll assess the respondent a citation fine in the amount of $75. No daily fines or liens are to be assessed as the property is now in compliance. For case 25-122507B, I will assess the citation fine in the amount of $75. No daily fines or liens will be assessed as the property is now in compliance. And case number 25-122507C, I will assess the citation fine in the amount of $75. No daily fines or liens will be assessed as the property is now in compliance. Case number 25-122516.
Renee Mallett is the owner of the property located at 1708 Bradford Road in Edgewater, Florida. It has been found in violation of Section 10400 property maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On June 16, 2025, code enforcement received a complaint regarding the backyard condition, which was overgrown. I arrived, observed the grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches in the backyard. It appeared as though someone had been mowing the front yard. Notice of violation was issued with the correction dated July 26, 2025. On July 28, 2025, a conducted inspection noted no changes. An abatement was issued for the property and citation 0640 notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions of Chapter 10, Article 27 have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate find Renee Mallett in violation of Section 10400 property maintenance of the code ordinances and assess a citation fine of $75.
Seeing nobody here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case 25-122516, I find that the respondent is in violation of City of Edgewater Code of Ordinances as listed in the citation and or the notice of violation. I consider the gravity of the violation, any violations by the respondent to correct the violation, and any previous violations by the respondent. We'll assess the citation fine in the amount of $75. There shall be no daily fines or liens. As the property is now in compliance. Okay, case number 25-122521.
Sue Reed Vahan is the owner of the property located 1843 Cocoa Palm Drive in Edgewater, Florida. It has been found in violation of Section 10400 property maintenance of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances. On July 16, 2025, while on patrol, observed the grass and weeds in excess of 12 inches at the listed location. Door hangers was left with the correction date of July 24th, 2025. On July 24th, 2025, I conducted an inspection and noted no change. I was informed that the property owner was deceased. A notice of violation was issued with the correction date of August 4th, 2025. On August 4th, I conducted an inspection and noted no change. An abatement was issued for the property and citation 0541. Notice of hearing was subsequently issued. It was posted to the property, sent certified mail to the owner, and posted at City Hall. All notices and provisions, Chapter 10, Article 27, have been complied with. Staff recommends the special magistrate finds Sue Reed Vahan in violation of Section 10400 property maintenance of the code ordinances and assess the citation fine of $75.
Okay, seeing no one here for the respondent, based on the testimony and evidence presented in case 25-122521, I find that the respondent is in violation of the City of Edgewater's Code of Ordinances as listed in the citation and or the notice of violation filed in this matter. Consider the gravity of the violation, any actions by the respondent to correct the violation, and any previous violations by the respondent. We'll assess a citation fine in the amount of $75. There shall be no daily fines or liens to be assessed as the property is now in compliance. That is it. Anything else? All right. Thank you, gentlemen. We are adjourned.